Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Hey guys, welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is a little bit of a different episode. Yeah, I did just release a 5-hour episode yesterday, but now we're going to do something a little different, something a little more personal. I just spent 20 minutes looking for my glasses. Like, I'm becoming that guy where it's like, oh, the glasses are on my head, and it's wild. We're at that point in quarantine where I'm looking for things that are literally physically on my body. Do you guys ever do that? This is going to be a little different. So, a lot of people have expressed they really like the solo recaps I've been doing, and I've been releasing that on the main feed as well. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to recap last week's Beverly Hills, last week's New York, and this past Sunday's Potomac. These will all be solo. I'll probably release 30 to 40 minutes of this on the main feed, and then the rest of it will go on the Patreon. So I hope it gives you a little bit, but also I hope that it gives you maybe a little bit of a reason to come over and check out the Patreon and see if it's your thing or not. These episodes, of course, will be shorter. I'm also recapping Selling Sunset, and I do those on Sundays. I do that on Friday, so that'll be out tomorrow night. So I'm going to add an extra episode every week to the Patreon, and hopefully the already subscribers of the Patreon will be happy about this, but I'll try to put a lot of the solo recaps over there. And if for some reason you hate me for that, just reach out to me and let me know. I wanted to really quick before I got started, I was just, you know, if you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me. I love talking to a lot of the listeners and people out over there. But I was talking to Jan Davis. She's a listener, and she got into a car accident last week, and it seems like a bad car accident. So Jan, I hope you're doing well, and I hope you hear this, and I hope I make you laugh because you said you like to laugh. So Jan, we're all wishing you a speedy recovery, but not unlike a speedy recovery like those ladies from the Housewives. That wasn't a great transition. I could have done better with that transition. Where should we start? You know what? Let's dive into last week's New York, since tonight will be a new episode of New York. So maybe if you're listening, this can get you all like hyped for tonight. A little bit of Leah update. I'm still in love with Leah. I always think of like Leah now when I talk about her, like I go, I love Leah. It's like Steve Carell in Anchorman. It goes, I love Lamp. Like that's how I like, I just kind of get into a robotic phase of like, I love Leah. I love Leah. And I got to tell you guys, I don't have much hope for me and Leah. I just say I don't because we got to face it. At the end of the day, and let's just be realistic, I think I'm decent enough looking for her. If you compare her by other guys she's been attracted to, check. I am not wealthy, so that could go either way. But I think she said she wants somebody to take care of her. So that's not a automatic, you know. She said she wants her her buttocks slicked. That's not a direct quote, but that's what she said. She said something more graphic. But this is a family show. So I'm willing to do things like that. So just put that out there. So that's a positive. The thing, though, is that I just at the end of the day, I don't think she could ever date me because I think she would have to tell people I do a Bravo-themed podcast. And I think that would be really, really embarrassing for her. So I kind of think she thinks of me as like a slow adult, kind of like, oh, it's cute. This gentleman says he likes me and over again. So I think that's when I break it down in my head, you know, because I try to think about it realistically. Because the thing is, if I didn't do a Bravo podcast, say if I had a podcast maybe about something like hipper or like more newsier. Is that a word, newsier? It's a new, more newsier. I think I'd actually have a shot. I think I could charm her. I do. I really do. And that's the other thing, too, is like if I had the money, like I wonder if you could pay for like 100 cameos and just say, well, that's our date. Just call me and you could just do those cameos live. That's weird, right? That's okay. That's what, you know what? I like to say things out loud and kind of go through it that way. So last week, you guys, 2 weeks ago, you had Ramona's birthday party and it ended with Sonia stomping on the glass. And it was, Leah was getting yelled at. Ramona was like, off, it's done, it's done, it's done. So this week we go into it. We're going to have the aftermath of that. We have a Luann spa day that we had talked about before. I think it's so funny. We open up on the Luann spa day of the lady, the women that are like getting on with their lives after prison and things like that. A really, really great cause. And Luann is doing the spa day. So we finally are seeing the spa day. Luann is at the Angela David Salon. I guess that's a nice salon in New York. And people are the thing I want to impress about Leah, not about me dating Leah, but about Leah in general is that we're getting to the point of the season where you can kind of tell she thinks it's kind of lame to have to hang out with some of these ladies. Like, this is not her choice. This is work at this point, you know? So, like, you can see it in her face that it is wearing on her. She's like, oh, come on. Like, really? Okay. So I just keep that in mind with anything that you're seeing from Leah from this point on. The team of hairdressers are there. That's awesome. Angelo David. So Angelo, the owner, he's like, this is going to be a great day, Luann. And he's showing couture ponytails. Luann's like, huh, I'll put some bangs on. Let's play around before they get here. Oh, and I got to say, between Kyle from Beverly Hills and Luann, what's the deal with bangs? What's going on with the bangs? Oh, my God, I'm so annoying. Woohoo! Coffee is flowing through me like the, I don't know. So Luann puts on, like, I'm just fixated with ladies, like, thinking, like, ooh, like me with bangs. Like, it seems like an important move in any young lady's or any lady's life to try with bangs. Like, I'm always now I'm like hyper aware of bangs and people talking about getting bangs. Cause you'll always see that Instagram post from ladies where they'd be like, should I do it? Should I try to get bangs? Like, don't we all see those Instagram posts? You probably put one out yourself. So Ramona arrives and she goes, you look like that famous girl that married that old guy. And she's talking about Catherine McPhee, and she's talking about David Foster, you guys. David Foster, once again, I've talked about this on the podcast. You have to watch the Netflix documentary on David Foster. It is so crazy. It is so worth watching. I don't know. Catherine McPhee, I mean, seems like an angel of some sort. But yeah, I love that Ramona did not put it together The old guy is David Foster and used to be married to Yolanda, but Ramona, I guess, isn't really up on pop culture, and she thinks, like, Jax is famous. Leah and Dorinda are in a car, and Leah gets in, and Dorinda goes, "Penny, for your thoughts." And then we're back to Ramona. She goes, "I can feel the love. I can feel the love. It was the birthday party of the century. The only snafu was Leah." And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. The only snafu was Leah? What the fuck? Sonia broke glass. And then we get back to Leah and Dorinda, and Leah's going, "It looked like the Poconos in there." And Dorinda says it was like a douche commercial. And Dorinda's also like, "It's weird at 63 to still be throwing birthday parties for yourself." I don't know if that's the case. I don't mind it. I don't throw birthday parties for myself, but, you know, I don't think there's an age limit on that. Hey, there's not an age limit for fun, right, you guys? And also, Dorinda shouldn't be saying that because she fucking makes Halloween a production. She makes Christmas a production. I think it's fine to make a birthday production. They're also making fun of Ramona because she asked for $100 from everyone to get a Gucci bag. And that's the part that I think is kind of tacky. Like, at that age and at that wealth that she has, to ask for $100 from every one of your girlfriends to get a Gucci bag, it's like in Potomac this week when they did a cash bar. It just, something doesn't sit well. If you're going to celebrate yourself, you've also got to celebrate. If you're really truly celebrating the 50 girlfriends that are in your life, don't make them pay for something. You say, "Come, the gift is actually coming and spending time with me. That's my gift." And she also needs $100 for a Gucci bag. Avery was telling, like, mom, these girls need to be eating. And then she's talking about Sonia. She's like, "That glass should shatter somebody's eye." And then she goes, "Mexico, that's going to be something," because they're going to Mexico in this episode, you guys. And then we're back. Sonia's not ready to listen, Luann says. Ramona can't even discuss Leah because it's just too much for her, you guys. It's just too much. She can't. She can't do it. The next day, she can't do it. She can't even look her in the eye because she is so disgusted with her. And then we go to the car, and Leah says she's disgusted at Ramona. She goes, "Everyone was dancing. Why do I get picked on?" And she's like, "Dorinda got a huge piece of glass in her foot. Once again, I am being the one who is being singled out because, you know," she's not saying it, "but it's because she's young. It's because, like, it's just crazy." And Dorinda goes, "It's because you're thin and you're beautiful. You have one thing she can't buy. Youth. Electric youth." So women from the Fortune Society come in. That's the ladies that are getting on with their life. And Luann's like, "My pleasure is to give them this for one day." And Ramona is talking to an ex-prisoner. And it is one of the most awkward scenes I've ever seen. Ramona immediately tries to grab her hand. She's like, "How are you? Oh, it's very sad. It's very sad what you're doing. It's very..." And she's tearing up immediately. And the lady's like, "Can I have my hand back?" It's like, so, it's like Ramona going, "Can you get me on camera looking really deeply personally moved?" It's so fake to me. I really hated it. Luann sits down and listens to Ramona, the lady. And Luann acts like, because Ramona's asking questions about prison, and Luann's acting like she knows what it's like to be in the big house. She's like, "Ah, that's what it was like for me too." Like, Luann was in there like a night or something, you know? Sonia walks in, and then Sonia immediately goes, "What's up with your bangs? I don't like them," to Luann. Brilliant opening line. Dorinda and Leah come in. Dorinda shows Sonia the broken glass in her foot, and Sonia goes, "Do I remember breaking the table? Sorta, kinda." Leah, so this is what I'm talking about. Leah, there's a shot of her just not wanting to be there. She's over it. And Luann brings the ladies in. "Look at the team of people waiting to make you beautiful." Leah pulls Luann aside and says, "I am so disturbed and disgusted by Ramona." Luann goes, "I know." Luann plays both sides of the fence, you guys, completely. You know that already, but I just wanted to point it out. Ramona, she goes, "Ramona would treat all these women out there like shit out here. And I can't look at her without wanting to throw up." Like, I'm sorry, but Leah is all of us. Like, Leah is us in that situation, you guys. Because Leah is not at the wealth of these other ladies, I don't believe, and she's actually had to work for what she has. So to watch, like, fake, phony bullshit and to actually have, like, a mouth and to be able to speak, I really do love how, I mean, aside from me loving Leah, I love how she handles herself in this situation. And my friend Jeff Epstein from the Pop Goggles podcast completely disagrees with me, but he's a very sad individual, and I think we all know that. Ramona's talking to Sonia. Leah's like, I need to talk to this bitch. Dorinda tries on a brunette wig, and Angelo goes, "No." Wigs don't help everybody. Sonia So Sonia goes, yeah, you know what? Last night was crazy. You know what it is? No more vodka. I think I just have to go back to champagne and wine. Leah continues to say this is all an act by Ramona. She also says this is because Ramona's a horrible person and everyone knows it and it's phony and I'm leaving. And Leah says this in front of Ramona and Sonia, and Ramona is acting like she doesn't hear it at all. She's acting like when you're a kid and you're like, is that somebody talking? I don't hear anything. Is that the wind? Oh, is that the wind? That's what Ramona is doing here, and it's very disturbing. I wanted to shake Ramona. Go, Ramona, you listen to her. You know what? I want Martin, Leah's boxing instructor, to talk to Ramona. Like, hey, Ramona, you know what? Like, I want that. I want Ramona to be scared straight. I want Ramona to realize, like, wake the F up, Ramona. Corona, Ramona. And she's out of here, and she goes, why am I here if she's going to act like this? At the elevator with Luann, she's like, she wants to be a bitch to me for no reason. And she's like, I cheapen the group of friends? Bitch, I elevate this shit. And by the way, if this was a rap video, that's when the music would start. Like, bitch, I elevate this shit. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
My name is Leah. I'm truly a disturbed individual. But yeah, I mean, that would be her. I would love to see her in a rap video or something like that. Like, she just carries that swagger. I love it. So Leah is out of there. Leah's like, screw this. And then what happens is all the ladies are getting their hair done. But what I don't get, though, is that, like, I don't get why the other ladies needed to be there. Like, it doesn't really make tons of sense. I do love that all the ladies at one point exit kind of in different areas and Sonia's alone with the free food. And Sonia loves a free food moment. We've talked about this many times on the pod. She loves to stuff her face and she's like, I love it when I'm alone and I can eat the food. And I love that she's so used to the cameraman that she's like, she does not care if she gorges herself in front of a cameraman. Like, it almost doesn't count. But I love, one day, I mean, maybe I have the time now, and if somebody teaches me how to video edit, I want to put a super cut together of all of the Ramona eating scenes. I think it would be like 2 hours long. Like, there's so many eating scenes. Also, Sonia's Century 21, the clothing thing is finally happening. Her Century 1 designs. Is Forever 21 the Century 21 for old people? No, is Century 21 the Forever 21 for old people? Just a thought. You know, now we're on to that scene. Sonia is showing Dorinda the collections. And Sonia goes, she's the little engine that could. She's the little engine that could. She always, you know, in the end, she always pulls the cat out of the bag. Ramona's there. Dorinda's there. Dorinda says she found the perfect place to go vacation. Ramona is now saying something so offensive. She says to Sonia, she's like, Leah is bipolar and she's on medication and you can't mix alcohol with meds. And Sonia also kind of agrees and throws Leah under the bus with, just like, shut the fuck up, Sonia. Literally, you broke glass. You get fucking tanked at every party, and maybe just people are so used to it that they don't care as much. But like, the fact that you're even like agreeing with Ramona in any sense is kind of gross, and I'd love you, but it's gross. And Ramona goes, I don't have time to Google on the internet, but my friends just saw this article she wrote on the internet. And it was an article she wrote years ago about her battle with being, you know, bipolar. And I thought, you know, I hate when people tell people what to do or what, but I really do hope that this country gets away with their mental health stigma. Is that all brains, just like all bodies, work a different way or look a different way. And it doesn't mean somebody's better than the other. You know, just sometimes you need to work a little harder to get things under control. But the fact that we have this weird thing in this country, even my mom, I remember, had, you know, like when I started doing therapy and stuff like that, I know she was always a little hesitant about that, or thought it might say something about the person. And what I really think it says is that I care about myself enough and the people around me that I'm trying to work on these demons. I'm trying to work on things. I'm trying to be able to live a fruitful life. And I think when you say things like this, or what Ramona says, it's very damaging and very hurtful, and just very, it comes from a place of ignorance. And also, it's not coming from a place of truly wanting to help. It's coming from a place of wanting to make somebody look less than to fit Ramona's purposes. And I have a real huge problem of that. And that's not just because it's Leah. That could be anybody, you know? Sonia, no talking head, says, I don't want to get involved. And Ramona goes, three strikes, you're out, in regards to Leah. She's like, you know, this is her third strike. Now we're on to packing scenes. We see Ramona packing with Coco, Dorinda packing, Luann packing. Sonia is to her intern packing. She's like, I always forget to bring my hat these days. And it's like, yeah, because you can't find them because your place is a mess. It is like a thrift store in there. It is, you just never know what you're going to find. There are bodies there. I mean, she didn't kill anybody, but she just misplaced a body. They show up to the airport. Now we're already in Mexico with the bags. Leah says it's hard to ignore Ramona, even though she wants to, in her legging with heels. Says her and Ramona are still not talking. Luann's vibrator is going. Luann says it's the thing to mix her juice, but I'm not a master vibrator here. But it sounded like a vibrator. Like, what juicer runs without power? But vibrators run on batteries, right? Write to me and let me know. So bad it's good with Ryan Bailey at gmail.com. Dorinda in a talking head goes, it is the juice mixer, but the thing to mix the other juice. God, Dorinda, Dorinda, like all these ladies, just so pervy. I love it. They get in the car. They go to Villa Casa de Mar. I think this is Joe Francis's place, or it was in that kind of ballpark or in that area. They're welcomed with drinks and monogram towels and a mariachi band. I was talking about this the other night because there was a mariachi band on Below Deck Med. And does anybody really love a mariachi band except for the first minute? Like, the mariachi band is like the first minute, I think. Like, oh, that's amazing. The outfits are amazing. Oh, it's so fun. But then, like, it's so much brass. It's like, it's so much brass. It's like, it's such a piercing sound. And I don't, if any of you guys are just like extreme fans of mariachi music, maybe point me in the direction of like something to check out, listen to. But it always just seems like it's like you're just waking up to an extreme alarm clock, you know? Ramona, Sonia's already eating. Of course, Ramona has to check out the house immediately, and she's so impressed because there's so many quote-unquote helpers here. If I need something pressed or steamed, Ramona loves a servant. She does. Sonia loves food. Ramona loves a servant. The pool is insane. I gotta say, it is a beautiful place. Ramona goes, if the temp is good, I'm going in right now. And then she jumps in and hits her head, which is like, you know, I don't know if that knocks some sense back into her. Sonia and Ramona are talking in pool chairs. They bring up the Leah thing again. She's like, I asked her to be cool. I'm just hurt. Sonia's agreeing, of course, again. Luann is flirting with the staff, doing what she does. They are agreeing, Sonia and Ramona, about it wasn't cool that Leah pulled down her dress in front of 50 girlfriends. She's like, if you want to do that, great. But my birthday party that I had planned, Sonia says she should have been on her best behavior. Sonia says you have to reel it in. It's like, Sonia, what? Shut the fuck. I mean, really, shut the fuck up. Also, at this moment is when I go, hey, is Elise there? Where's Elise? Like, honestly, I was like, where is Elise? I did not know where she, like, I, and the thing is, I didn't see her, but that didn't mean she wasn't there, because, you know, we're just so used to seeing Elise, like, pop up in the middle of a fight, and like, oh my god, Elise is there. So, at this point, I don't know if Elise is on the trip or not. I don't think she is, because they have not put the camera on her, but, like, what if she is there the whole time, you guys? Like, I have no clue if Elise was there or not. So, they're having lunch. We're talking, Sonia is talking to Ramona about, like, you have no camel toe down there, which I don't know if you ladies need to know, but the camel toe is, I guess, when the private parts down there are sticking out a little bit on the, hey, can I mansplain camel? Can I mansplain camel toe to you guys? Wouldn't that be the worst if somebody mansplaining camel toe? No. What it is? No. You see, what it is when the vagina, I say vagina because it's a family show once again. But then Sonia goes out of nowhere. She goes, classic Sonia. She goes, I have the chubbiest. She goes, oh, you look great down there. I have the chubbiest pussy ever. Like, chubbiest pussy is like that's what my punk rock band would be named, Chubbiest Pussy. Like, that's crazy. And Leah's like, imagine if I had said that. I've never said chubbiest pussy in my life. Me either, Leah. And then we're going to see the rooms. Dorinda does a 70s game show to get the room of their choice. There's a quiz. First one, if Sonia enjoyed a large meal, what's she doing in the car? Farting! Luann got it immediately, and then we do a super cut of all the times Sonia's farted. Sonia is a trip, y'all. Sonia is a trip. Then the next one is, what is Luann's favorite word? And Leah gets it, cabaret. Down to the final two, Sonia and Ramona, who will get it? Sonia and Ramona, they end up actually staying in the same room. Dorinda, they're checking out rooms, and Dorinda asks Leah to sit with her, which is a very lady thing, I think. Like, guys never go like, hey, can you sit with me? Hey, come here, could you sit with me? But Dorinda's like, hey, Leah, come sit with me. And she's like, how do you feel? And Leah's like, I'm hurt. And she's like, I think you're hurt by bigger things in this party. And Leah says, Sonia told her about the pills and the bipolar disorder. Told her that Ramona, once again, Sonia playing both sides, told her about this. And Leah lets us know she was diagnosed with bipolar 2 when she was 30 and spent the last 7 years getting it under control. And she doesn't take any medication, which kind of reminded me about Kanye a little bit. And I am not the one to comment on anybody's mental health journey. I am curious, as I learn more about it, as I get through my own journey, is, you know, can you keep bipolar 2 under control without medication? I always thought medication had to be a part of it, but once again, I do not know enough to speak on this intelligently, so I will not. And it's so weird, because all we think about is now, I think, Kanye, of like these outbursts and stuff like that. So I can't speak on this correctly, but I want to learn more about this. And I would see, this is why, all joking aside, I would love to talk to somebody like Leah, because I would love to ask her of like, you know, you spent the last 7 years getting this under control. What was the moment when you knew you were out of control, or what was the moment that actually worried you or scared you? And it might have just been her daughter. And then what is that journey of trying to get to a place of peace within yourself? And are there signals when you need to rein something in, or even on this season when you started drinking? Like, I would love to ask these real questions, not just joke, you know. I'm actually just curious. Dorinda says Ramona's, you know, on a sophomoric narcissist smear campaign of you. Leah says it just can't keep going with this back and forth, and she's like, that's bipolar disorder. Ramona gets one of her clothings to Caesar to get steamed, and Leah, then back to Leah, she's like, don't talk about my vagina and don't talk about my mental health. Which, by the way, anybody that is a Bravo store, K, Gold Half Moon, anybody, you guys need to do a don't talk about my vagina and don't talk about my mental health shirt. I mean, it feels like that's a gimme. That's like, come on, I'm gonna make that shirt, and it'll be weird me making it. Dorinda goes to Ramona, you have to talk to Leah. And she's like, let her come to me. Apologize to me. She's like, she isn't used to coming to these parties. She loves to chug a few and show her hoo-ha. Fuck you, Ramona. Fuck you. Leah calls Keir and says, do you like my hair? Now it's later that night. Leah says, do you like my hair? And Keir's like, no. And she's wearing these huge K earrings. She's like, I need Kiki strength to talk to these bitches. I love the mother-daughter relationship. Sonia is in bed drinking while people are getting ready. Dorinda gives Leah a caftan to help her confidence. Is that a rich person thing, a caftan? She's like, ooh, nobody will ever have seen you in something like this, this kind of luxury, this caftan. Like, I didn't know caftans were a sign of, like, wealth, you know? Sonia hops out of bed butt naked. Luann goes, oh, and Luann is talking about all the girls downstairs going, I love girls that dress for their girlfriends, which that I think is probably a cool thing about being a girl, is like trying to impress your girlfriends, like trying. Like, I think that I kind of see what she's talking about, I think. And Sonia sits down to the hairdresser. She's like, can you make my hair look amazing? But she is fucking ripped, you guys. She's on some sort of medication that makes her act this way. She hasn't even had that much to drink, we're told. she, guys, is the Leah that Ramona is actually talking about, Sonia. It's like weird transference of anger. Dorinda goes up to get Sonia. Luann says, this is looking like our trip to Mexico again with everybody drunk. Leah goes, this is D-Class A. By the way, D-Class A is getting thrown around way too much on The Housewives this season. Ramona's coming down and she's just like not, she's avoiding the table with Leah and stuff like that. She's like kind of going around looking. Dorinda's like, I'm confused and I'm mad in regards to Sonia. Ramona wants to avoid this whole situation. She's hiding in a room. Ramona's going down in the servants' quarters looking at the jamon. That's ham, you guys. I went to Spain. And Sonia only drank a Coca-Cola with rosé in it. Now, at the end of the day, that's just disgusting. It's just disgusting. And she goes, I have an unstoppable pussy. She is fixated on her pussy and free food. Pussy and free food. That's all Sonia's about. They're doing a tequila tasting tonight, guys, which is, you know, just red flag. Like, just who does these? Like, the producers are mostly like, yeah, give them a tequila tasting. That'll do it. Ramona's watching the people cook, going from station to station. Somebody says, get a taser and calm Sonia down. Or no, that's about Ramona. They teach everybody how to make ceviche. Sonia goes, can I get a rosé with some Coca-Cola in it? It's like, dude, what? Like, you know, vodka soda it, water it. She's like, Leah goes, Sonia's very sloppy right now, and Ramona doesn't even seem to give a fuck. Sonia goes, just blurts out, Leah never said anything to you, to Ramona. And then it's like, can we address the fish in the room? Leah says, what you want me to say, Ramona? And what do you want me to say, Ramona? And she goes, I don't have much to say. I'm very disappointed in you. Leah says, I don't have much to say. I'm very disappointed in you talking about my depression issues when I've worked hard to overcome them. Ramona says, well, maybe I was trying to make an excuse for your behavior. Boom. Ramona says, I don't want to talk in this current situation. And she's like, you're talking about my vagina to the whole Upper East Side. Great reaction shot right here to the staff. Some of the best work in all any of the Housewives we know are those cutaway shots to a staff being shocked by somebody talking about a chubby pussy. Those are amazing. Ramona can't seem to understand that it hurt Leah. And she goes, I took you in to Leah. I don't need to explain it to you. I don't know what I am. I'm talking about I'm crazy. You don't get me. You're right. Leah is staying completely calm through this whole thing. And Sonia's like, when you come into this group, you can't do certain things. Leah says, I can do what I want. And then Leah, we ended the episode with like, if you saw my vagina, you would remember it. Boom. I mean, pussy power, right, you guys? But that's the end of this episode. It's a to be continued. So we get to see that tonight. That's so exciting, you guys. And now we're on to the wonderful world of Beverly Hills. You guys, if you want to hear this recap of Beverly Hills, go on over to patreon.com/sobaditsgood and you'll hear a recap of Beverly Hills and this week's Potomac. Go there right now. I'll wait till you're there. Okay, you've signed up. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, so last week's Beverly Hills. So this week's Beverly Hills. Thank you to our sponsor, Hulu. Their new reality series, Vanderpump Villa, is an unfiltered portrait of what it is like to work in the glamorous French countryside while striving to impress Lisa Vanderpump. As guests arrive for their lavish vacation, the Vanderpump Villa staff are pushed to their limits, ready to cater to every whim, all the while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Betches.